Wally Rose was a skilled pianist who helped revive interest in both ragtime and classic early jazz. He loved and played all kinds of music, popular tunes, jazz and classical, but especially piano rags. And as Wally played ragtime, audiences rediscovered this lost musical treasure. Today, enthusiasm for ragtime music is a worldwide movement dedicated to preservation of piano rolls and sheet music, research and scholarship, festivals, and recordings. Much of it thanks to the modest Wally Rose, his love of rags, and the records he made in the 1940s and 50s. In this hour, Wally Rose's superb ragtime and jazz piano, and historic performances from broadcasts, unissued tapes, and rare discs. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime on Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Wally Rose playing a very early rag, published in 1897, as heard on his out-of-print stomp-off LP titled Revisited. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Ragtime music preceded jazz in the first two decades of the 20th century. It is a syncopated music that set the stage for jazz, but was distinctly different. Ragtime was not an improvised music by and large, but played from the written pages of the published rags, which proliferated from the pens of hundreds of composers. The rapid rise of jazz, blues, pop tunes, and Tin Pan Alley in the early 20s crowded ragtime out of popular attention and into obscurity. Today, worldwide interest in ragtime can be traced back to the records, broadcasts, and the inspiration of Wally Rose in the early 1940s. His excellent recordings of piano rags fueled the early ragtime revival. The famed ragtime authority, Max Morath, wrote that Wally Rose pioneered the rediscovery of ragtime. Pineapple Rag from Wally's legendary Ragtime Classics album of the late 50s is typical of his lively and distinctive ragtime sound. This is the seldom heard 1915 rag, Georgia Grind, from Wally's long out of print 1983 stomp off vinyl record, Revisited. And we heard Pineapple Rag from Ragtime Classics, now reissued on compact disc. Wally Rose deserves this program because he was a modest guy who took no special credit for helping us rediscover a lost American musical form. He was easy to listen to and had a unique ability to make rags lively, to stomp and swing. And that's why his music helped launch a revival of interest in ragtime. You're hearing Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for something outside the usual fare of jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz here on Jazz Rhythm. To bring Rose into focus, I interviewed the late Peter Clute in 1997, shortly after Wally's death. Clute studied with Rose and was a protege who admired and emulated him, receiving from Rose, I think, both professional and fatherly guidance. Later in the 1950s, at Wally's urging, Peter Clute took Rose's place at the piano bench in Turk Murphy's band, a seat he held for nearly 30 years.
Now this would be about 1953.
And you've become acquainted with Wally and Turk and some of the guys in the band.
Yeah, then I asked Wally again to teach me piano, and I said, I don't care if you teach me ragtime, just teach me how to play. And so that was fine. He said, well, if you get into any trouble with ragtime or there's something you want to know how to do, I'll be glad to help you. Which, you know, I think probably a half a dozen times I'd ask him about things. Wally was always very, very helpful, and he was a wonderful teacher.
How so?
Well, just in knowing how to hold your hands. You have to figure if you're playing for 5 hours a night with a band and have to play as strongly as you do in one, well, Wally played in the Waters band, which was probably louder than Turk's band. But in Turk's band, to be able to hear yourself on the piano, you had to play it pretty strongly. So I learned that, and I think because he taught me how to hold my hands and play scales properly and all, I was able to hold up playing the piano for such long, long periods of time.
Thank you. Annie Skinner's Chicken Dinner, vocal by Turk Murphy and the Working Man Blues. Wally Rose Piano with Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band in a rare and as yet unissued performance live at Hambone Kelly's. Not a broadcast, as many are, but recorded live on location around 1950. Rather remarkable historical tidbit that came my way courtesy of a generous listener who had discovered the tape abandoned in a San Francisco basement. This is Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Wally Rose was a seminal figure in both the ragtime and traditional jazz revivals, in the bands of Lou Waters, Turk Murphy, and Bob Scobie. A remarkable pianist of diverse tastes and talents who also dabbled in folk music and performed classical piano concertos with the San Francisco Symphony. Still ahead, more of Peter Klute's memories of Rose, Wally in long out-of-print discs and broadcast appearances, including this next rarity, a Wally Rose radio appearance in the early 1980s. Pianist and entertainer Peter Minton, who plays vintage music of all sorts, and is now based in New York City, was at the time living and performing in San Francisco. And he had a weekly radio broadcast on public station KALW he called Music in the Air. Here's Peter Minton with guest Wally Rose.
There's a number from your album called Whippin' the Keys that's called American Beauty Rag. Co-host David Fowler is going to cue it up for us. This is by a rather famous ragtime composer, Joseph Lamb. Isn't that true?
Right, yes. One of the big three.
It's Joseph Lamb's classic, American Beauty.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Thank you. play for the listeners another of the classic rags you've recorded, although this is a rather late one, being copyrighted in 1923 by Gould. You know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, Whip of the Keys. I did want to say, you know, when you played the Joseph Lamb, that he was, he is one of the big three. I said the big three. Of course, Scott Joplin being number one and James Scott being number two. And Joseph Lamb, when he was a young man, was just so fascinated with all this. Although he was white, and he wrote so many wonderful compositions. He really had a talent and a flair for it. And he stands certainly in third position very strongly.
Oh, good. Well, I wish we had time to hear them all. For now, let's hear Whippin' the Keys. That was Wally Rose playing Whippin' the Keys, which is also the title of the most recent record album.
I wondered if you noticed how that is already the forerunner of that style of playing that was coming up. And
yes.
That was very strong in the 20s, you know. So
a little more complicated and sophisticated than some of the earlier rags.
Yeah, right.
More syncopation, dotted eighths and sixteenth notes.
Right.
Right.
And the technique's a little different. And then they're playing very strongly in the key of D in the 20s.
Wally Rose, interviewed by Peter Minton, Special thanks to Peter for that extremely rare interview, not heard since its taping in the early 1980s. More from that this hour, and in the next, the third and final segment of Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime. Thanks for joining me in recalling this gifted pianist who, more than any other single musician, can be credited with rescuing ragtime from obscurity. It had been a nearly forgotten music in the decades before Wally brought it back to public attention in the 1940s, and ragtime has been through several revivals since. I had a chance to meet Wally back in the early 1990s, and he really was a humorous, very sweet, and modest guy, especially considering the worldwide impact of his more than 100 recordings. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. If you want to send me comments, questions, request a playlist, you can reach me through the Jazz Rhythm website, where you'll also find articles, pictures, sound clips, and links to jazz sites worldwide at jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippirag.com. Here's Wally in 1993. This must be one of his last recordings with the Down Home Jazz Band. They were recreating the sound of the Lou Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band, in which Wally was a founding member and key influence.